This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We have a lot to cover this week. We'll update the WHL playoff chase. Brandon Wheat Kings off to round two after defeating the defending champs. John Quenneville scored the series-clinching goal in Edmonton, and he'll join us. The Kelowna Rockets are waiting now for round two after defeating the Tri-City Americans in round one. Rockets head coach Danny Lambert looks back and also looks ahead. And the Denny's WHL Player of the Week, Victoria's Brandon McGee. He'll discuss his strong start to the postseason, one which will be his last. Well, the Brandon Wheat Kings will play Regina in round two after taking care of Edmonton in five games. John Quenneville in double overtime to clinch it.
Nolan Patrick, the 16-year-old phenom, 30 goals for the Wheat Kings. Here's Bouchard's pass over to John Quenneville. That's it. The Brandon Wheat Kings have won the series in five games. They win it in double overtime tonight. John Quenneville's the hero for Brandon.
He spoke with voice of the Wheat Kings, Bruce Lubke.
You maybe grew up dreaming scoring an overtime winner here at Edmonton, right?
It's actually funny that you say that, Luber, because I was looking up before the shift. I was looking up at the Gretzky and Messier and all the banners that were hanging up there, thinking, geez, those guys scored a lot of overtime goals. And I thought to myself, maybe it would be me. And Rehards made a great play, and the rest is a blur.
Can you just kind of describe the play as it happened from the way you saw it?
The way I saw it was a defensive play where I chipped the puck up. Puck up moving through the neutral zone. Buki had it on the left side of the ice. He does the move he always does. Takes the middle, cuts through the middle of the ice, and kind of made it into a two-on-two. And I was kind of squeaking into the back door. And once he got into the slot, I think the D-man that was near me kind of had to go closer to him so he didn't have such of a threat of a shot. And he made a great pass back to me on the back door, and I buried it as hard as I could.
Meaningful series, obviously, as you go on to the second round. More meaningful that you knock out the team that won it all a year ago?
Absolutely, yeah. I think there's been so much time where the Oil Kings have been looking down on us, and I think it's our time now, and that's such a proud moment for our organization, I think, to beat the defending champions, and super exciting.
How about winning three straight on the road to take this series? I mean, you've been a good road team all year, 26 road wins in the regular season. What is it about this team that gives it the success it's had on the road?
I think it's resiliency. I mean, you see what we were down 2-1 and find a way to claw back in the game. I think we had an attitude going in overtime that we weren't losing the game, and that was that. And I think, you know, you have to play a specific way on the road, and I think we figured out how to do that this season, and it's worked well for us.
The quest for the Ed Chenault Cup. This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition.
The Kelowna Rockets are through to round two. Voice of the Rockets, Regan Bartel, sat down with head coach Danny Lambert to look back on the series with the Tri-City Americans.
It is early April, and the Kelowna Rockets are off to round number two of the WHL playoffs after a four-game sweep of the Tri-City Americans in round number one. Head coach Dan Lambert joining us. Lambo, what did you see in that series? Again, it was a four-game sweep, but it didn't come easy.
No, and it never does. Whenever you're facing arguably the top goalie in the league, you know he's going to make you work for your goals, and he certainly did that. You know, ironically, in the game that we got the least amount of shots, we actually got the most amount of goals. So maybe we had the wrong mindset of maybe we shouldn't have been shooting pucks. We should have been waiting and getting him off his game a little bit. But certainly we worked for everything that we got.
In game number four, it was the game clinching game. It was 71 shots directed towards Eric Comrie. An unbelievable effort by your hockey club, but he was equal to the task. Did you think the dam would eventually break? It took to overtime before you guys finally got it done.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're obviously believing that it's going to happen. It's just that he makes save after save after save, and then it just puts a little bit of doubt for sure. But in saying that, I thought we stayed the course, and that was the most important thing. You know, in that last game, in game four, the scoring chances for and against were unbelievable. It was so one-sided. It was 41-11. And you know, of those 41, obviously, he made a lot of very, very spectacular saves.
Gage Quinney scored your game-winning goal in game number four. A lot of people didn't know much about Gage Quinney when he came here to Kelowna, making a name for himself, and he's really been a nice addition. Everybody talks about Josh Morrissey being the key acquisition, but Gage Quinney also key.
Yeah, Gage has been unbelievable for us. He plays those quiet, important minutes for you on a nightly basis, and he just does his job. He defends real well. He can kill penalties. He's a key guy on our power play. He's just a player that is able to play key minutes, and you know, you don't hear boo from him. He just does his job every night, and he is a great acquisition.
Your sweep over the Tri-City Americans was the first time ever in Tacoma Kelowna franchise history that you swept a U.S. divisional team in round number one. That's in a 24-year span, the first time ever that was accomplished. What does that say about the U.S. division, how good it is, and the fact that this franchise has had a heck of a time with any team that's based south of the border?
I know I can't go back in history. I can only speak of the last 6 years, and certainly the U.S. division has been strong every year. I think it starts with, you know, the coaching is always strong there, and then they put competitive teams, and they play a hard style of hockey that don't make it easy, especially in their home rinks, to go in there and steal games.
Round number two, you don't know who you're going to face. It'll be Victoria, it'll be Prince George, one of the t'other. Either way, a BC divisional foe, it'll create a great second round match.
Yeah, it will be, you know, regardless of who it is, we know it's going to be a hard-fought battle. They're similar teams in the sense that they like to get under your skin. They're physical. They both have skilled players. So it should be a real good matchup for us.
Good luck in round number two.
Thank you very much.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Brandon McGee began his final WHL playoffs with 5 goals in the opening weekend. He is the Denny's WHL Player of the Week, and voice of the Royals, Marlon Martins, has more.
Brandon, the big news, of course, not only were you the WHL Player of the Week, but you are the CHL Player of the Week. What does the honor mean to you?
You know, it's just a pretty cool feeling. You know, a lot of credit to my line mates, Austin and Forzy. We've been playing just a lot of good hockey together lately, and I guess our line's just kind of been clicking here in the first 2 games of playoffs.
Seems like when you're scoring those goals, they sure come in bunches, don't they?
Yeah, you know, I guess they're just kind of, you know, all within the same period, or, you know, the other day, just kind of within 10 minutes of each other. So, you know, I try to just play, you know, a full 60, 80 minutes, and, you know, sometimes it happens like that, where goals just kind of happen in a sporadic bunch.
How do you feel the game's slowed down for you at all over the years?
Yeah, you know, obviously when you're 16, and it's moving pretty quick and things are going by you pretty fast. And as you get older and, you know, more mature in the league, things do start to slow down, I think. And, you know, you're kind of the older guy, so you got to make sure that you're just kind of leading the young guys in the right direction and trying to make the game slower for the younger guys as much as possible.
Brendan, how's the season gone? I mean, there's been some highs and lows, of course, not starting with the team due to the suspension. Kind of take us through how you've been able to deal with things from a mental standpoint.
Yeah, you know, obviously being around the guys definitely helped, and just, you know, not being there for games is definitely difficult, but, you know, being there for workouts and on the ice for practice definitely made it a lot easier to get through, and, you know, finally once I was back in the lineup, you know, it was a really good feeling, and I was, you know, pretty excited to get back, and, you know, I think from there I just kind of focus on making sure I'm playing my game and focus on what I can do to help the team win.
You're a real passionate player, Brandon. Where does that fuel for the game come from?
You know, I think every hockey player's got a definite love for the game, and I think, you know, my passion just kind of comes from me. I hate losing more than I want to win, and, you know, I don't like to lose, and I want to make sure that our team's on the right side of things at the end of the day, and, you know, that fuel, that just kind of fuels me right there.
All right, this is your major junior final playoffs. Tell us about how quickly things have gone and the importance that you place on this series.
Yeah, it's the last kick at the can for myself, and I think, you know, when you're a younger guy, you hear the older guy saying how fast it does go by, and once you're at the end of the road, you definitely realize that it goes by incredibly quick, and, you know, this playoffs, I just want to make sure that our team is, you know, making strides in the right direction every game, and, you know, hopefully we can make this road just a little bit longer and have as much fun along the way as we can.
Brandon, thanks a lot for doing this. Congratulations again on being named the CHL Player of the Week.
Thank you.
And that's the show this week. Special thanks to Bruce Lubke and Brandon, Regan Bartel in Kelowna, and Marlon Martins in Victoria for their help this week. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.